Welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. My name is Molly McLaughlin, and I own a company that optimizes sleep through technology, accountability, and behavioral change. Each week, I'll be interviewing world-class experts ranging from doctors, innovators, and thought leaders to give actionable tips and strategies that you can implement to become a more skillful sleeper. Let's jump into your dose of practical sleep training. My guest today on the Sleep as a Skill podcast is Elizabeth Grosjean. She's the founder and CEO of Baloo Living, which is a weighted blanket company, but does so much more than just weighted blankets. So they are really a sleep and wellness company providing tools to support the mind, body, connection, and sleep. So she started Baloo while living abroad in Bali and creating the brand as an expression of the lessons learned while reconnecting with nature, tuning out external noise, and listening to intuition. Now, their company provides all kinds of helpful sleep solutions, and one of the ones that we'll focus in on this episode is, in particular, weighted blankets. She has a line around eco-friendly weighted blankets, which I've actually had the opportunity of testing out myself, which was fantastic, and I am excited for her to help answer a lot of those kind of frequently asked questions that people will have around weighted blankets. You know, how heavy do I need to get them? How do I know if this would be for me or not? Can it help with issues around anxiety, regular chronic stress, things of that nature? So she'll really get in the weeds for us and answer a lot of those. This is an area that I've had so many people, particularly, I would say, peaking around the pandemic, a lot of questions specifically around that weighted blanket topic. So she is going to answer all of those and more. And Elizabeth, welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. I'm so grateful for you taking the time today.
Hi, Molly. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, well, I'm very happy that you were willing to re-record. I know we had had a kind of step one or a practice podcast. You were actually one of my first podcast guests a bunch of months back, and you know, it's come a long way. So I was actually eager to do another redo with you, you know, and give you the benefit of a little bit of what I've learned so far in this podcasting adventure. So thanks again for being willing to do that.
It is my pleasure. I think we're going to be talking about weighted blankets, which is my favorite topic. So I'm happy.
Awesome. Okay, good. Well, this is great primer to jump right in to you, to really hearing about your origin story as to why weighted blankets are one of your favorite topics, why you're passionate about this, why you started a company around this very topic, and how this can help our sleep.
Yeah, so the short version of my story is that I worked for many years in different roles in corporate America. I was last living in New York City and feeling very burnt out and really disconnected from my own sort of intuition and not knowing what I was meant to be doing here on this planet. So I decided to take a sabbatical and I went to spend some time in Bali, and that was amazing for me, very magical. I was there for 3 months, and what I took away from that experience was this connection with nature, sunlight waking me up in the morning, you know, going to bed really early when it got dark outside, being surrounded by the noises of animals and the trees and the sights and the smells that were so nourishing, and the Balinese culture, which is a very, very much based on gratitude and karma. So there's a lot of just sort of faith and trust in the universe to support you and give you what you need, and a sort of positive outlook on life. And I had a really profound shift in my energy, the way I related to myself. Sort of giving up my need to control situations, getting off the roller coaster ride of sort of needing to be productive, to prove my worth, to be here and sort of have an identity that was about my productivity, and discover that on the other side of that was this really deeper level of joy and way to feel into my body and feel really good, feel healthy, and really feel relaxed. So wow. While I was there, I said to myself, or was very clear that I was not going to be able to come back to New York City, go back to corporate cubicle life and be happy after having this experience.
Right.
So I was looking around for a business that I could start. And in that looking around and searching process, I tried a weighted blanket. And as soon as I put it on my body, I was completely overwhelmed with just how soothing, how relaxing, and how peaceful I felt, which is very unexpected because I already felt very relaxed to start with. And I went to sleep. I remember I just fell deeply asleep. It was the middle of the afternoon. I woke up 20 minutes later like I had been far, far away in another land. And I felt so rested, restored, and relaxed. And I was moved by that experience. And I wanted to bring this as something that people can have in their lives in the Western world, living in these chaotic, busy, demanding cities and wherever, you know, the way that we live our lives, wherever you are, city or rural, it doesn't matter. I know that we all have a lot of demands on us, the way that we live, but to be able to have this moment of peace and connection with our own bodies and within our own selves, that doesn't really require anything other than just a little bit of extra weight on your body, which is like so natural. Mm. So that was the genesis of this for me.
Wow. I love that. And you can even hear it in your speaking that you've been able to tap into that kind of in vogue parasympathetic response, that ability to just really relax when needed and on demand, and then create this life for yourself where that's less of the exception and more the norm for you. So that's wonderful. And so you decided to create this company, this weighted blanket company. So I think it could be great for us to start at the beginning because, you know, there might be listeners right now that they don't own a weighted blanket. They've never had one on. They've just heard that this could be something that could help their sleep. So I'm wondering if we could start there, kind of that weighted blanket 101. What is it? What are the different types of materials, the different weights? What's the thought process? Why would this be helpful? The whole world of it.
Sure. So most weighted blankets are, it's a simple blanket that's quilted. There's going to be a lining inside, a little bit of batting inside, and then a filling. In most cases these days, you're going to find it's going to be glass microbead filling, and that's where the weight comes from. So it's a quilted blanket. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be anywhere from, I've seen them, you know, starting as low as 5 pounds, maybe for children. You can find them going all the way up to 35 pounds of weight in the blanket. The way that it works is by applying this pressure evenly and distributed over the body, it signals to the nervous system that it's safe. And it works in the same way that, like when we're babies and we're being hugged or held, we feel secure and we feel safe. So it's very primal. It's programmed deeply into us, and it's a very reassuring feeling. Some early preliminary studies have been done that show that in using weighted blankets, there is a reduction of cortisol in the body, the stress hormone, and there's an increase of serotonin, the feel-good hormone. And then serotonin naturally converts to melatonin in your body, and that is the cue to sleep, basically.
Got that. Okay. And so helpful, too, because that does help us to understand the why of how could this one item help us to be able to, you know, drift off to sleep and hopefully stay asleep for the time that we're looking to have that happen. And so in the past, part of the origin story around these weighted blankets tends to be interesting too. And so it sounded like this had been used for people that were dealing with more acute situations in the past, right?
Yes. So these are not a new discovery. They've been around for decades. They've been used by therapists and occupational therapists to treat people with all kinds of different nervous system disorders, or for instance, restless leg syndrome, PTSD, ADD or ADHD, also sensory processing disorders like autism. So they've definitely been in use in a clinical setting for many, many years. It was only 2 or 3 years ago that they started to enter into the mainstream. And it makes sense because so many people are becoming aware of the power of sleep and our overall health. And they're also very helpful in supporting the nervous system just around anxiety, which I think is, well, I don't think, I know that that's also on the rise within our communities. Yes. We're feeling more anxious in general. And you know, those two are also connected because we all know how that feels when you're trying to go to sleep. You already know sleep is important. You're trying to get it. And there's nothing more frustrating than trying to sleep and not being able to. And you can end up in that cycle of feeling anxious about sleep, which is the most frustrating place to be.
Oh, yeah. And I love what you said too about the rise in just mental unrest. We'd recorded our first go around on this podcast before there was a real kind of global lockdown to various degrees, depending on where you are on the globe. So presumably, if those things weren't already on the rise based on some of the things that, you know, the planet has been, you know, going through at this point, and certainly the increase in traffic that I've seen coming our way to Sleep as a Skill certainly feels an indication of that. So yes.
Yes. And we've seen a huge increase in searches and in demand in the past 2 months.
Oh, I believe it 100%. Okay, got that. So we've got a little bit of the background of it, the why of it. And then, you know, I would like to hear too about your company, and you put this weighted blanket on you when you first had this experience of, oh my God, I was like, I went right off to sleep. I was moved by this experience. I felt safe, secure, at peace. And what had you not have it just stop there with like, okay, great, I'm going to buy me a weighted blanket and keep
it that way.
Yeah. And what had you, like, what void were you filling in the marketplace that you felt, that you saw wasn't addressed?
So what I noticed right away when I looked around was that most of them were made of the same sort of synthetic material that looked hot. And it looked synthetic. It didn't look nice to me. And I think that beauty is important for creating sort of a serene environment for ourselves. But I also think natural materials and breathability is really important. And now I know, in fact, that temperature is really important. We sleep better in cooler temperatures, and heat can be counterproductive for that. And the other thing is that I thought being cool is very important because this is not seasonal. So like wintertime, our sales always go up because people think, oh, blanket time. But sleep is, you know, year round. You need it. If it's summertime, you need to sleep well. And this is much more of a tool for your wellness than it is a blanket, in my opinion. And so I wanted to make sure that we were using the most breathable materials that we could find that would make this be comfortable for people no matter what. So those are the two things. Many things, I'd say. Breathability, aesthetic. And then I felt like there was this opportunity to really connect on a heartfelt level just with sharing these ideas and these values, using this product as our vehicle for connecting with people. So that's the third thing, was my own desire for self-expression through this product.
So great. Okay, amazing. And I know a couple of things that you've been able to address is this kind of, you know, eco-friendly, beautiful, cooling in its design product that really does seem to stand out from the pack.
Yes. So I was really adamant that whatever we did it in a way that was respectful of the planet and our communities, because I mean, we know we're all connected. You can see what's happening right now with a virus that started in Asia, and now we're all completely affected because it's such a small world and we're so connected. So we are using very clean, it's Okotech certified materials are going into our product, which means they've been tested to be free from harmful chemicals. We're using lab tested glass microbeads so that they know that they're clean and pure. We have eliminated all plastic from our packaging, and very soon we are the only quilted weighted blanket on the market that's made with 100% natural materials. So pure cotton, no polyester lining or batting in our blankets. And that's really the only ones that you can find making them that way.
Very cool. Okay, awesome. And yes, I can definitely attest to, I got the opportunity to try them out, and nice and, you know, cooling experience, which I haven't seen for all the ones that I have tested. So definitely a big deal. So I'm wondering if we could go a little bit deeper on that, on the temperature side of things. I know we've talked about that a little bit, but of course, as we know, for people that are looking to improve their sleep, the cooling aspect of temperature on our circadian rhythm is so important for that natural process. And that's been one of the pitfalls I've seen for different clients that have, you know, invested in these weighted blankets, because some of them, depending on which brand you go with, can get pricey. And the people that were unhappy, by and large, I found are the ones that went for the weighted blanket and were surprised by the heat. So I'm wondering if you could share more about how you were able to ensure that yours doesn't have that happen, if that's been the experience of your clients. Temperature. Great.
Definitely. A big cohort of customers for us is actually women going through menopause. Of course, they're having hot flashes and can't sleep. So I've got lots of feedback from customers and friends who are like, holy moly, I slept great. I didn't wake up hot. And you're like, okay, well, if that's what you say, then I believe you that this is good. You know, it doesn't make you hot at night. I will say, like, there are blankets on the market that claim to be, quote, cooling blankets, and that's not true. Mm. Any that you put on your body is going to be adding some layer to your bedding. But just because it's a heavy weighted blanket, in this case, the weight is actually coming from glass beads, and those don't trap any heat at all. So all you're really adding to your bedding is going to be a few layers of cotton. So it's light and airy cotton, and then the glass beads, and that's all that there is.
So great. Okay. So we've addressed that temperature topic, the quality of the materials, and then I'm wondering if you could discuss a couple of the other things that people bring to the table with questions. So for one, you know, children, how do we navigate that around this topic of weighted blankets and if they're included in this conversation or if this is just for adults or what you've seen?
Definitely, these are great for children. Children are so sensitive and so aware that I think you have the most response from children in using weighted blankets. And I'm not really comfortable recommending them for children under 4, just because I haven't done enough research. But I know we have parents using our weighted blankets with their kids and finding out that they put them on the couch, and then they don't hear a peep for 30 minutes and they're like, yes, this is amazing. And just great for sleep for kids. So we don't have a specific actual product range made for children, but sure, there are other blankets on the market for kids. But overall, I would say weighted blankets are great for kids, awesome, both for calming down hyperactivity and anxiety during the day, and then also just as great sleep tools to get your kids to go to sleep at night.
Mm, very cool. Okay. And then how about for couples? Is this something where you have to have a whole conversation with the other person? Do you recommend just getting it for yourself? How do you have people navigate that?
Yeah, if there's two people and both people are not on board with trying the weighted blanket, we do offer a throw size, which is also sort of like the size of the top of a twin size bed. So it's the perfect profile to put in your bedding over your body for one person without interfering with the other person's sleep. Then if you'd like to both try it out, then what we're launching in August this year, 2020, very exciting, is weighted blankets that are actually comforters. So you can buy a full queen or king comforter for your bed. And then the weighted portion is just sewn into the quilted stitches on the top part of the bed. So where your bodies will actually be using the blanket, but we haven't filled the rest of the blanket with weight. And the reason that we did that was because then you end up with this massively heavy blanket that weighs 30 or 40 pounds. Right. And then you try to move it and you can't, you know, you hurt your, get throw your back out. Like, how do you wash that? All of those things. So just by putting the weight in the center part, it makes it a lot more manageable. But then there's also, it's a lot easier to share with a partner.
That is very exciting. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Because I know we were chatting before that I've had different clients that have said that very thing. They're trying to make the bed in the morning and it's just...
It can be a lot of work.
Yes, exactly. They'll relate to it as like a workout for the day. So yeah, helping with that is awesome. And as far as the weight for people, so if it's, say we are dealing with that couple, is there a kind of happy medium weight that you recommend for two people, or do you, or just one person in general? How do they look at the different options of the weight?
Yeah, I would say that the question of which weight to choose is the one that kind of gives people the most pause, because how do you know if you've never tried one before? And we do use this general guide. You can call it like the 10% rule. So choose a blanket that weighs approximately 10% of your body weight. So if you weigh 100 pounds, get a 10-pound blanket. But it's really a range. I mean, we say on our website 8 to 12% to make it a little bit more broad for people. But after talking to tens of thousands of customers, it turns out that there really isn't a right or wrong weight for you. There are a few guidelines that we'll use to kind of help someone from veering too far in one direction or the other. And I'll tell you what those are if you have any kind of like sensitivity in your joints or your hips. So like that extra weight could cause some irritation if you're using it for 8 hours all night long, or you have bad arthritis, we would recommend just going with a lighter weight of blanket. And for us, our two weights are our best sellers are the 15 and the 20 pound. We find that most people who buy the 15 pound are like more than happy. We don't hear from them again. Like, they don't return it. Sometimes we'll get a higher rate of return on the 20s. And that's for that reason of sort of like some irritation, or, you know, every now and then someone will say it made me feel a little bit claustrophobic. The other reason that we say that the 10% rule is really just a guide is because as your blanket size gets smaller or larger, that weight's going to be need to be distributed differently. So if you've got a smaller blanket, the weight's more concentrated. It's more going to be on top of your body, whereas a much larger blanket has a lot greater surface area and it has more overall filling. So that blanket itself will be heavier, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to feel that much more pressure on your body when you're lying underneath it. So as an example, just using our products as an example or a reference point, we do sort of refer to the 15 and the 20 pound full queens as our standard products. We say go lighter or heavier with the 15 or the 20. But if you go to our site, you'll see we also offer a smaller 12 pound blanket, and we have a larger blanket that's 25 pounds. But just so you know, that size to weight distribution is going to be right in the middle of the 15 and 20 pound blankets. I hope that's not too confusing, but that's how the weight distribution versus the size of the blanket impacts the overall weight. I'd say, like, we have a very generous return policy. It's 30 days to try the blanket. No questions asked. If you don't like it, you can return it. And so we also have free exchanges. So if you buy one and you decide that it's too light or too heavy, you can exchange it for free. But the rate of that happening is just, it's not that high. We have 90% of people who buy keep their blanket. And we have a ton of just 5-star reviews and very happy customers. So I would say for someone trying to make that decision, like, really don't overthink it. Just kind of go with your gut, say, okay, I want to get the 15 because that's a safe bet. Or like, no, I'm like hale and hearty. I know I want a lot of weight. I'm going to go for the 20. And that's great too.
And then worst case, like you said, there's the return policy to swap it out, try it, you know, get a different one, you know, if there is any problem. So either way, it's very like no risk.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that you called that the not to overthink it, because I certainly know that for many of the people that I'm working with that are not, you know, sleeping as well as they might like it to, they are tending to overthink. And I think we were talking about that too, of just, you know, often if you are looking for something like this, that might could be a line of thinking. So glad that we're addressing that, because that can be the thing that blocks from having something that could help support feeling grounded and
safe. Yeah, and I understand that, because the promise of this product is so big. It's almost like you're risking more than your money or your time. You're also kind of like putting hope into it that it works. And so you want to get it right.
Oh, I get that. Really? Yeah, no, that's very well said. On to that note, that hope element of things, the other way I've heard, you know, of people utilizing these are also during the day. So not even just regulated to sleeping those 8 hours, but as a means to kind of emotional regulation throughout, you know, arguably a stressful day, or just, you know, to even have a reset for the day. So I'm wondering if you've heard of different kind of case studies around people doing that, of your certain clients. And if that's the case, if you recommend people kind of getting that, the twin size for that, or what that looks like, if people are curious to have that. Even I actually have a client that has one at her office space. So she keeps it for the different workers to be able to use throughout the day.
Yeah. We do, especially now that more people are working from home. I have a lot of friends and clients that are using them at home during the day, especially if you find yourself sort of getting worked up or needing to sort of reset yourself. And I do this myself. Is I'll take 20 minutes if I notice that I'm starting to get, you know, spinning in circles because there's so much that I'm trying to do at one time, but I'm not being very effective because I've maybe gotten myself a little bit too amped up.
Right.
I'll say, okay, time out, and take 20 minutes to set it on me. And I may or may not fall asleep, but whatever happens, like, really calms me down.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess I'm wondering too, for just the practicality of these throughout the day. So I think you had mentioned, you know, with the excitement of getting this comforter that's going to be coming, but, you know, just kind of throwing out like, how do you wash something that's this big and heavy? And like, so what are the practical applications for this? How do people, is that something where you need to make sure you get a cover for that and that you wash the cover? How does this all work?
Yes. Okay. So our weighted blankets are machine washable and dryer safe up to the 20 pound weight. The 25 pound and greater, we recommend taking to a commercial laundromat, not so much for the blanket's sake, but more like we don't want you to hurt your machine at home. Oh, and one more thing I'll say about that is that they do dry really fast. You can put them in the dryer for 10 or 15 minutes, pop it out, and it's totally dry, which is nice. We sell duvet covers just to make it easier. So, and I think they're really pretty. We have these French linen flax duvet covers. I've just always been a huge fan of linen my whole life, and it's a really cool and breathable natural fiber. So we have those in six different colors available to go with the blankets, also machine washable, but you definitely do not need to buy a duvet cover. It's only there as an option in case you'd like to. And I've looked around, you know, it seems like it's about 50-50 on the blanket companies that will tell you that you can machine wash or not. I think it's just sort of based on what kind of claim they want to make, but essentially they are machine washable.
Very cool. Yeah, no, I think that's a great call out. Because yeah, I do think this makes sense to do your homework when deciding if you're going to be buying one of these, you know, because presumably it's this investment that you're going to make to have for quite some time. And so to be able to go with a company that you can, you know, just easily wash this, it doesn't have to be a big thing, all of that, that's really, I think, just helpful to make it something that's more than just a fad and something that becomes your regular go to. Yeah. So,
and we also have a warranty on our product. So if anything ever happens to it, just contact us. And, you know, there's been a few times things have happened. We'll just send a replacement out.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then do you have any call outs based on someone's sleeping style or any sort of things that, you know, just you've come across along the way that are important to remember when you're choosing what type and size and kind and all of this, or is it just sort of more the question of the weight and that does it?
I think it can be a factor if you're really not sure if you should get the lighter or heavier blanket. If mm-hmm. if you sleep on your side, you might be prone to just a little bit more sensitivity in your joints than if you are mostly front or back sleeper. Not for everybody, but that's something that we've seen. But apart from that, there's really not too much of a difference in how you sleep.
Awesome. Okay. And then I was just wondering too about the type of people that you tend to have coming your way. I love that you mentioned, you know, women that are going through menopause and certainly navigating, you know, this change in their body and how to at the very same time feel the ability to relax, but then also not mess with the swings of temperature too. Are there other, you also mentioned that people with restless leg could find improvements with that, which I certainly have clients that struggle with that. Autism, PTSD. I did think it was also interesting too that people with, you know, ADHD have reported benefits with things like this. And then certainly just overall people that are dealing with high stress periods, is that something that people have shared with you that they're going through challenging times and that this has helped make a difference?
Definitely. We've had a lot of feedback from customers saying, you know, the words life changing, game changer, especially now with everything that's going on. And so, I mean, that's wonderful for us to hear that knowing that we can help people right now. But definitely anxiety is a big one. So if it's during the day anxiety, even if it's panic attacks or anxiety attacks, actually, you know, like you mentioned, PTSD is another one. I've heard feedback from people with trauma that these are incredibly helpful tools for them. So that's during the day and at night. And I think that our customers are, you know, really a broad cross section of the public. It's men, women, young, old, people who receive them as gifts and maybe didn't really think that they had a sleep problem, but then they realize how much better their sleep can be, or just assumed, you know, it was normal to wake up 3, 4, 5 times a night in the middle of the night, and now they don't. Or people who wear Fitbits who are saying, oh my gosh, I'm getting an extra hour of quality sleep per night. So we hear those things every day from people.
Oh, well, that sounds very soul filling. That's amazing. Well, I'm so glad you went on that trip to Bali to be able to.
I am too. You never know where things are going.
Yes. Seriously. Wow. Well, that's so cool. I feel like this has really helped to provide for people, because there are a lot of questions. This is an area that I will get different, you know, Instagram, Facebook, email questions around. And so I'm so happy to be able to kind of broken some of these topics down on a bit more granular of a level. And so I hope this really helps people provide that sense of security to just take the leap and test it out. And they get to kind of experience, particularly to your point, in kind of uncertain times, the ability to just feel safe and grounded and secure. And as an aside, I'll also share that a few of the clients that I've had that have been more fanatical about their weighted blankets, and to your point, it has ranged from, you know, there's no typecast of the age or gender. It's really has been across the board. But I've also noticed anecdotally, just from people that are single too, to have that sense of kind of pressure around them, or as if, you know, just to feel versus feeling lonely and like an empty bed.
Well, it's that feeling of having a hug. So it's yes. Really nice. I mean, we all need that, whatever our status is.
Yes. So well said. Beautiful. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you again for, you know, taking the time to help us sift through all of these kind of questions. And I'm sure you've piqued interest for people, and I've had nothing but a just fantastic experience with you and your company and your product. So I'm excited for more people to get an opportunity to check out what you have to offer. So what are some of the best ways for people to learn more about you?
Yes, our website is BalooLiving.com, and that's B like boy, A-L-O-O. Living. The company is named after Baloo from the Jungle Book, who is always my favorite character and the most happy-go-lucky, no stress, and he'll give you a big bear hug. So that's where the name comes from.
Oh my God, and then, I love it. I did not know that.
Yeah, I was always saving that name for like a pet or a child, and then here you go.
Yeah, well, a business is certainly a child, that's for sure. So
this is my baby. And then the Instagram is at Baloo Living. Mm-hmm. And we have an amazing customer service team, US based, you know, work from home moms, that it's a small team. It's all, you know, there's like six of us. So you can always email questions to care@BalooLiving.com, or we have a chat feature on our website, and we are more than happy to answer any kinds of questions or help people make decisions if they're not sure about them.
Well, that's really great to know too, because that is yet another place I've seen people get stuck. They go to Amazon, or they get just, you know, they go start sifting through reviews, and it's a black hole, and then mm-hmm. they don't take the leap. So knowing that you guys have a whole trusty team ready to rock to, you know, kind of
talk to, they love through. Talking to people.
Oh, good. Yes. And I'm sure if they're working with you, they're believers in this topic. Yeah. So this is great. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I really, for a second time, by the way. So
my
I really
pleasure.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Yes. I hope this is helpful for everyone listening. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
You've been listening to the Sleep is a Skill podcast, the number one podcast for people who want to take their sleep skills to the next level. Every Monday, I send out something that I call Molly's Monday Obsessions, containing everything that I'm obsessing over in the world of sleep. Head on over to sleepisaskill.com to sign up.